Double blessing tonight. Amen. You get the residue and the new word for this evening. Is that all right? So tonight, we're going to pray, and I'm going to minister the scriptures a little bit, but I really just want to let my man have his way tonight. I just really want him to speak to some of you all like he speak to me clearly and specific, you know, so that there's a total deliverance. And I can tell some of you say, well, you know, I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and I speak to him, and he speaks to me. But you know what? The Lord wants to take you to another level. He wants to promote you in the realm of the Spirit from faith to faith and glory to glory, because this hour that we're living in, the warfare is intensifying. And because it's intensifying, the way you used to hear and used to speak is almost obsolete. You know, it's like technology today. I'm dealing with some family members, and we had a conference call, and everybody on the conference call was 50 years and older. And I'm like, well, where are the rest of the people? Honey, I had to get on the Facebook to talk to the rest of the younger generation. I had to text. They don't talk to you no more the way they used to talk to you. So you might as well get with the program or get in the spirit realm. If you're going to communicate and reach them, you're going to have to know how to get on the computer. And let the computer do the talking, at least till you can see them. I text one. I said, what, you don't love me no more? Or are you hiding? Are you running? Or what? Why can't I hear? And immediately the phone run. Auntie, you know. I said, ooh, this thing here is something. What am I saying? I'm saying the way we used to worship and do things, God is saying and calling us closer and higher and deeper. Now, only the Lord could call us closer, higher, and deeper. You understand what I'm saying? And so wherever you are tonight, you should not be the same place when you leave out of here. If the Holy Spirit, who I know is the Spirit of truth, is going to do what he told me he's going to do, you're supposed to be in a different place in God. Amen? So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord, that you so lovingly gave for us, the death, burial, and the resurrection. Lord, we thank you that he didn't leave us comfortless, but he sent the comforter, the Holy Spirit, Lord God, who leads, guides, directs, and delivers. And Father, we thank you for your word that it shall not return void, but it will prosper in that which it is sent to do. We thank you, Lord, for the precious people that you have ordained, called, appointed, and anointed to be out here this night. They can be a lot of other places, but Lord, you have an assignment for them to do. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of liberty is in this house. And you said where there is liberty, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for a flow of the Holy Ghost. And we're so mindful to always to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Tonight, I want to go to several scriptures, but I want to start with Hebrews 4. Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and we'll be reading from the 9th to the 12th verse. And for the sake of time, while you're getting there, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Is that all right? It says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also have ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The title of tonight's message is there a rest for the people of God? Because in the body of Christ, unfortunately, people are so busy that they have gotten away from their first love and being able to be still in the presence of the Lord. There are so many demands and so many situations that people are confronted with that they don't take time to rest. You see, the Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God. It talks about the sons and daughters being led by the Spirit of God. But what is happening in the body is people not being led, they're being driven. They've been driven by their occupations. They've been driven by family. They're being driven by debt. They're being driven even by religion. And the Lord is calling in this hour for his people to rest. Rest in your mind, not only in your body. Here the scripture says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Now, while I was in worship, the Holy Spirit dropped an acronym in my spirit for rest, and it was residing easily, sitting and thinking. Residing easily, standing and thinking. Now, the subtopic of this message would be living in the moment, for the moment. And I'll tell you how that came about. I picked up a nail in my tire, and so I decided to go get it done today. And the people said, 2.5 hours. And, you know, normally my mom would say, 2.5 hours? I don't have no 2.5 hours. Don't you know I got to get before God? I got to do this tonight. I got to preach. I ain't got to work. What do you mean 2.5 hours? Because the Comforter has taught me to rest, I said, well, okay, it must be something in this place, somebody that I'm supposed to connect with in 2.5 hours, because it don't take no 2.5 hours to change a flat. So I browsed around the place, and then I sat, and when I sat, there was a patio display. So I sat in the patio display, and I put my feet up. It was a display, and it cost almost $1,400. I said, yeah, I could sit here. And I sat, and I put my feet up. And as I looked at my feet, I said, the gospel of peace, the feet take the good news different places. I could have my feet. So I was just had my little earphones on and doing things. I'm trying to tell you. And I said, Lord, what's the title of tonight's message? And it wasn't a minute. A lady came, got in my face. She said, you know you living in the moment. I say, that's the title right there. I'm sitting back, relaxed in the middle of the day, living for the moment. I'm telling you, the Lord wants his people to stop worrying about what has to be done tomorrow. Amen. Doesn't the scripture say, take no thought for tomorrow? Okay, you know the word. I know we get the word in here. But he wants his people to stop worrying about the bills the first and next month. He wants you to begin to enjoy his presence for the moment. You see, what happens is when the Holy Spirit comes and he wants to fellowship and be intimate and just relieve you of all of the worldly cares and things of that nature, we too busy. We got to go. I call some people, my girl, I ain't got time. I got to go. I got to go to work. I got to go to home tonight to get up for the work in the morning. But what about the rest of the night? And see, what the Lord told me is that people do that. They're so anxious and busy because they don't rest. They've forgotten how to rest in the Lord. And the scripture said, therefore, a rest to the people of God, for he that is entered into his rest, he also have ceased what? From his own works. You need to know that the world system has entrapped people in the body of Christ into its works, into its quotas, into its deadlines, into its systems. Oh, you got to do this. You got to get this. You got to do this because you got to get this. And we got all these deadlines. There are no deadlines in the body of Christ. Deadlines? Listen to the word. But what you're supposed to do? I don't want to lose my job. Rest. If you take time out from your busy schedule and the obligations that have been placed upon you to make an appointment to be with the Lord, you won't lose your job. In fact, you'll get a promotion because you have set an appointment to be with him. Say living for the moment. I had an experience last two weeks, in fact, on these deadlines and all this stuff, and I was kind of, I went home to rest after last month, and I was at church, and they made an announcement about a Christian movie was being made, and they said, well, if you want to be in a movie, just sign up. You know, I said, well, okay, whatever. I signed. I didn't know the people were going to call me to come for 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, oh, God. So I had to get up before, to leave at 5, to be out on the set for 6. The sun wasn't even up yet. That's my time of meditation. That's my time of listening to the birds waking me up. I was out of my zone out there on that set because everything was rolling. We rolling. Stop. Cut. Go. Move. Go. I'm like, ah. And when you're doing a movie, they're very sensitive, the microphones, to sound. So you couldn't move. If you walked on a leaf, you heard somebody say, shut up! I'm like, is this what this is about? By the end of the 11th day, I said, this is somebody else's job. Because one day I wanted to go to the restroom. And what they do is like hurry up and wait the whole time. Okay, you got to be on the set. Don't let us call for you and you're not in position. When the cameras start rolling, when the producer ready, you better be here and you better be there. I'm like, okay. And so they say, well, you got 10 minutes to go to the bathroom. I said, okay. So I'm walking to the bathroom. By the time I get to the bathroom, they call you to come back. You need to be back on the set. And the person that was directly over me, who was younger than me, young enough to be my granddaughter, said, you need to be on the set. I said, I need to use the bathroom. Y'all want me to use the bathroom. I had had enough of the entanglement of the world. And it helped me to realize how stringent it is. See, when I was in corporate America and when I was an entrepreneur and I had a business, I was like that too. But since the Lord graciously moved me out of it, I'm able to rest and be in his presence, and I'm addicted to that. So when the people start telling me, you need to be here. You can't do that. Okay, you go eat. By the time you get this food in your mouth, okay, you got to go. I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go now. Cut. One day, they said, well, we'll call you if we need you because it's supposed to rain. I said, okay, so I get home. I'm like, oh, Lord, let it rain, please, Jesus. Let it rain. And it did rain. And then the next day, that night they called and said, we need you, we're going to call you in the morning. I said, okay. But they didn't call. And then later on they sent an email or text, whatever. We need you out here. I'm like, I got to hurry up and wait. I got to hurry up and get ready. I was out of my rest mode. You need to get back in your rest mode. And not be confined to this world. So anyway, you know, went through that, and I was glad when they said, well, we don't need you for another, I'm out of here. You're going to have to get somebody else for the next shot. Because you know why? It's priceless. You shouldn't be in a position where you pay a certain amount of money to get out of the presence of the Lord. Because in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. In the presence of the Lord, all of your problems and situations that you face with, they dissolve. Well, you don't understand. Well, the word says here, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. Start preparing to get into that rest, lest any man fall after the example of unbelief. Why can't we rest? And the Spirit of the Lord told me, because they are fearful and they don't believe me. They're scared to get off of the merry-go-round. They are afraid to let go. I'll take that call. Come on, I'm serious. I always want to answer a phone in church. So they said, well, is this so-and-so? I said, no, she in church. Where are you? Well, who are you? I'm the speaker. I'm going to get somebody to give me a phone. And so unbelief, it says unbelief. Unbelief of what? Unbelief that God's going to care for you and protect you. Not unbelief that you believe, you know, I'm not saying that you don't believe that Jesus died and rose again. That's salvation. You got that. God trying to take us to another level where we're on water walking faith. I'm telling you, in this element that we're living in, you need to start preparing to walk at another level of faith, because the economy is crushing, corporations are crushing, the pressure is getting harder from the top down. People are taking all kinds of drugs, having nervous breakdowns and everything, and it's still not enough money. So why not begin to prepare to get in a posture of rest? For the word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, you know, there's a scripture that says, don't be afraid of their faces. You know what? God know your heart. And you can say one thing out of your mouth. You can even have a certain action in the church. But God knows your heart. And the word of the Lord tonight is rest. Now, this word came to me New Year's Eve. I traveled from Alabama here for New Year's Eve service. I was invited to and was supposed to share some things, et cetera, for the New Year's 2012 fell on a Sunday, so I was going to do New Year's Eve, Saturday night, Sunday, pack my clothes and everything, and I got here. I was tired. I got in that hotel, laid down in that bed, me and you know who? He said, you ain't going nowhere. I said, baby, I don't want to go nowhere. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit for those of you that were not here tonight. But I was so tired. But I'm going to tell you what happened. The enemy came to put condemnation on me because I didn't go to church as I had committed. But had I gotten behind the driver's wheel, I was not alert. Not only that, I was so tired. If I'd have been sat in the service, I probably wasn't going to be able to understand nothing they were saying. No way, because you can't hear from God when you're tired. And you wonder, well, I want to know this, and I want. You wonder why you're not hearing. It's because you're tired. And you need to be honest about you tired of doing things yourself or your situation and your circumstance. There's a saying, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. No. Uh-uh. Here's the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is the flesh is overtaking the spirit. And you need to tell your flesh you're about to shut up and sit down so that my spirit man can rise up within me. And I'm going to have the peace of God and wait to hear from God on my next instruction and direction from God. So there I was, New Year's Eve. I was tired. I said, well, certainly I get up tomorrow, Sunday. I can go to church. And my body said, not going. I was tired. But I wanted to do this religious act and go to church on New Year's Day. Because they told me if I went to church on New Year's Day and ate cabbage and black eyed peas afterward, I would be rich the rest of the year. Ain't nobody getting rich but the cabbage company and the black eyed peas, because it has not worked. And I'm over 50, and I've been hearing it all my life. So I said, I'm not trying to eat no cabbage and black eyed peas this year. And so the Lord gave me this scripture. And because I read this scripture, he told me I could rest in him. Rest in him so I could then be equipped and prepared and ready to go forward each day, one day at a time. Okay? Now, I need to share with you that another scripture before I go there. See, because we have a personal responsibility to live out faith each day. It's a personal responsibility for you to walk in faith. And it's kind of redundant in the body of Christ where people say, I'm living by faith. Yeah, I'm living. Where your fruit? the Holy Spirit, the Word of God says, he's not just someone that gives you the evidence of speaking tongues and things of this nature. He gives you power to witness. How many people have you won, don't answer the question, to the Lord this year? We're in the fifth month. If you have not won anybody to the Lord, let's even just say one a month, this year, you tired, baby. You're not walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. You're not witnessing as God would have you to witness. You're not winning the loss at all costs. You're not hearing what God said, go this way, turn left, go that right, the way, turn right, and I'm going to have someone, I've already prepared their heart. All I want you to do is share my love. But we can't hear because we got our routine. I call it the religious triangle. We have no life. We go to work, we go to church, and we go home. It's like the Bermuda Triangle. Represents death. I'm going to work, I'm going to church, and I go home. I'm going to work and church and home. I'm tired, girl. I'm going to work. I got to go to church. Girl, I can't do it no more. I ain't going to work. They said, well, no, I don't do that. Okay. I go to work. I go to Walmart. I go home. I go to work. I go to Walmart. I go home. Oh, no, I got it. Okay. I go to work. I go to school. I got to go home. I got to study, go to work. Don't you know God got more for you than that? Amen. We need to get out of the triangle. Amen. Get out of the walls. And Walmart and church. And home, honey, my cook, work. What you want from store? Walmart and church and home. What are we going to sing tonight? Or the church and work and Walmart. Oh, man, I got to go get some gas, fill the truck, cut the grass. You tired. If you be honest, you tired. But the Holy Spirit wants to refresh you with the rest. Next scripture, Romans 12, 2 through 7. And it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That you may do what? Prove. What are you going to prove? What is what? Good. And most importantly, what's acceptable and perfect will of God, mature in the things of God. It is not God's perfect will for you to be in lack. It is not God's perfect will for you not to be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. It is not God's perfect will for you to worry about your job situation. Or your family situation. It's not his perfect will. So how do we come out of that and get into another mode? We rest. I know about appointments. I used to have appointments booked up for a whole month. I had no life. I was giving my life to everybody that came for the appointment. They was going home to their family. I'm still there trying to do whatever you do till 11 o'clock at night. And then the world system has it where they cut back. Then they put on your overtime. Unexpected overtime. Now here you had an appointment with your family, a commitment to your children or whatever, some me time for you, and you got to work overtime. Okay, y'all don't work overtime at North Boulevard, Macedonia. Okay. All right, let me move on. Let's stick to the scripture, Patricia. For I say, through the grace given unto me, but you got a second job. You may not work no overtime, but you went got another job. You get off one and go to the other one. I read where the scripture say promotion don't come from the east or the west. but it comes from God. I read he's a God of increase. I read with the Holy Ghost, he said, I will give you power to get wealth. I said power to get wealth. You must understand there's a difference between wealth and riches. Ecclesiastes around that second or fifth chapter said, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor. So riches are the things that the world has had us to compile upon ourselves, and then we have to work like a slave to play for the things. Wealth is an anointing. The anointing of wealth upon you, God will have somebody give you the things. And honor is the favor of the Lord. Get out of the mold of the riches. Get in the rest of God so the anointing of wealth can fall upon you and your household. You're not going to make enough money on the job to do kingdom business. I'm trying to help you. I know I was in it for 30 years and made plenty. I did all right. But it was never enough to empower somebody else. Unless you have enough to bless somebody else, you don't have enough. And the system now is set up whereas there's so many cutbacks in the economy and this, that, and the other. There's no way you're going to do what God called you to do the system way. He's calling you out of the world. Be ye not conformed to the world, into the kingdom of God, and use God's kingdom way to advance. I don't care what you say. I've been on my job 25 years. I'm about to retire. I'm going to have to finish this out. I got to retire. Well, the retirement system is not like it used to be. They wiping all of those perks out. It's not there no more. You don't believe me? Read about Madoff, who made off. So y'all don't know the news. They're not there no more. Madoff with billions of dollars, and most of it was other people's money. It affected the corporation you working with, my sisters and brothers. Oh, you don't believe it? Oh, okay, read about Warren Buffett. How now he's not making all the economic wisdom, worldly wisdom decisions about investing in this and the other. This thing is locked down where you can't even get a hold of it unless God give you a strategy to do so. Facebook has so many million, billion people, and they make their money off of advertising, going public, selling stock, and you on Facebook and can't get a nickel worth of stock. It's time to stop going through the front door and learn how to get the money that's going out the back door. And God's word says he'll give you witty inventions. God's word says he will give you the power to get wealth. He will give you a strategy in your rest how to get from where you are to where he wants you to be. How many of you want a divine strategy? It's time to stop doing things your way. The old way, it has shifted. If you stop conforming to the world and be yielded to the Holy Spirit, the Lord promises peace and prosperity. That's all some people want anyway, because the world has brainwashed you that you're not successful or accomplishing anything unless you drive a certain kind of car. Okay, I don't want to talk about you. I'll talk about me. How about that? It's called a testimony. I've had every kind I wanted. Mercedes, BMWs, Cadillacs, all of them. I've had them. I also had to pay for them. About faith it took to get that last Mercedes. I'm in the dealership. By faith, I want that one. Because see, I had given away a car, and I'd been walking for 6 months. I said, God, you know, come on now, come on, come on. It's my birthday. And I had saw that car, brilliant silver. I said, ooh, Lord, geez, don't that look like me? And see, I didn't have the man then that I have now that would speak to me, so I was doing things in my own self. I'm in that dealership, and I said, I want that one. They was trying to get me to get this used one and this one. I said, no, I want that one right there. I heard from God. I want that one right there. Oh, the people turned me down so many times, and they said, man, we just, you know, maybe you need to go somewhere else. I said, oh, heard from God. Kind of business I am, the caliber of person I am, I need a certain kind of God for a car. You know, God, I said it right, God, idol for my clientele. And so the rest of the story goes that, see, I'm talking about being not conformed to the world. I'm sitting there, and the people said, well, we're going to lunch. I said, well, you may as well buy me some because I'm not going nowhere. See, that was my faith. And they did. And they came back, and a little while later, the manager peeped in the door. He said, Miss, I don't know what you're doing. He said, but we got your approval. I'm, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I knew God was going to move. I drove off that lot with that brand new car. I was so high. I was driving that night, and the police pulled me over. I said, oh, Lord. I said, so what I do? He said, is this your car? I said, yes, sir. It's my car. Just got it. Head to the screen in the back and everything. Got my license. Got your insurance. He said, well, can you turn your lights on? I said, I don't know how. I didn't know they weren't on. You know, and him riding up in Baker, wherever I was, showing off. My new car. Lord, when that car don't run around. Woo, Jesus. Y'all never had none of those. Y'all pay cash for y'all. But I learned the same faith it took me to get it is the faith it takes to keep it. And see, we have no control when the insurance go up. And we sure don't have no control when the gas go up. I'll drive a bike. I do ride a bike a lot. I'll drive a Pinto now. With that gas, it don't matter to me about brand names no more. You see, because the scriptures say, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing, what? Of your mind. We need to renew our mind. We're not validated by what we have or what we wear or where we live. See, when we have a mind transformation, oh God, we lose all this fleshly stuff of the world's criteria of being blessed and success. Oh, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. You lying. You ain't highly favored. You ain't blessed because you got all that debt. See, I used to work in the financial industry, so I saw people's, you know, thing, and I see where their debt ratios was more than their income, and da 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 da. Nobody in here, and I'm saying you are not highly favored. To myself. I say, so now I got to get you out of this mess. That the Lord gave me wisdom to get you out, because some people repent, and they say, Lord, I'm sorry. I had to do that. Lord, I'm sorry, I messed up. Please get me out of this. Please, Jesus, have mercy. Lord, I'm fat. Get me out of this. And he has. When we humble ourselves and we become transparent with the Lord about our mistakes, he will deliver you out of the mouths of the lion. He will deliver you from financial bondage. See, because he wants you to have a rest where you can sit in that easy chair and just think. See, we don't have time to think. Everything is shooting at you, programming thoughts in your mind. And what it does, it dwindles down the word that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we're not thinking enough. You could think your way out of this mess. Because the Holy Spirit will download from heaven a fresh revelation. But you got to be willing to rest. I want to don't you make a confession right now? Someone give me some more rest. In the Lord. Okay, good. Oh, see, God wants to give you peace and prosperity. Let me take you to a scripture on that. Jeremiah 33, and right around that 7 or 8 verse. And it says, I will cleanse them from all of their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. He said, well, I didn't sin. I go to church. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. The Lord says some of these things are idols. Even some children are idols. Prophetess Chelsea, get the car started for me. Thank you for being with me tonight. Prophetess Chelsea Johnson and her husband, Apostle Darrell, they are with Antioch International Ministry. So thank you for coming in. But start the call. We're about to get hot up in here. You see, on last evening, we had an awesome time in the Lord as the Lord showed up and ministered to everybody. So the devil mad. I don't want him to get madder. Because he's got to let the people of God go. And I made a promise to the Lord. I said, if you deliver me out of this that only the Lord could deliver me out, I'll tell it everywhere I go. Amen. I won't be ashamed of the mess that you delivered out of me. And because what happens is this. You see, sometimes pride and shame will keep us in bondage, and we don't want nobody to know the mess we in. But if we realize how sufficient the grace of God is, that he forgives us and we can get into God's grace and unmerited favor, the enemy can't lock us down and block us in with shame and discouragement and embarrassment. God wants to restore you. I'm telling you, he wants to restore you tonight in some areas that the enemy has held you captive in darkness. Why? Because he wants you to rest in him. If the Holy Spirit should speak to you and say, you know what? I really would like to spend some time with you on Friday. And your boss has told you, look, nobody better not miss Friday. We got a special project coming. I want everybody here. Now, if you be honest, you're going to say, well, Lord, you know my heart. And you're going to be at that job Friday. See, that's fear. See, the Lord, Holy Spirit told me today, people are fearful of stepping out. He told me today, and I'm glad you brothers are here, that some men have been ashamed of their past. And they're under condemnation and guilt because of their mistakes. But the Holy Spirit says, where you have been disqualified, God is qualifying you. And he wants you to not carry around in your soulish realm the mistakes of yesterday or the wrong decisions. Some of you have been hurt so bad by your baby mama drama. Sit in here and be all holy if you want to. But God wants to set you free from that pain. Some of you have been hurt because you have been disrespected by big mouth women. You see, because it was designed in society for the black lady to supersede the black man in education and all other areas. That was a plan and a plot from 200 years ago. And some ladies not aware of it, they get the power thing and they realize they're being disrespected and out of God's honor when they disrespect their man of God or man or husband. You're to always build them up. But there are some men that have shut down because you have taken just about as much as you can take. But what happens, not only have you shut down emotionally, the enemy has shut down and moved you out of position where God wants you to be. As the priest, as that mighty warrior, as that intercessor to pull down strongholds in your home, in this ministry, in the community, on your job. You have to know that you can decree and declare what is supposed to go on in your environment. The Lord is shifting this ministry to a prophetic ministry where the words that you speak out of your mouth, they are life, and God will watch over his word to perform it. But there is a condition. You must have a pure heart and clean hand. But God wants you to open your mouth and start saying what thus says the Lord as it pertains to your situation when it is not lining up with the word of God. You're too quiet. The devil done put a muzzle on your mouth. It's like in the spirit realm, the enemy has put a gag on your mouth. What the Holy Ghost told me today, say they are bullying them in the body of Christ. There are bullies in the spirit realm. Well, you better not say nothing. God ain't going to bad. You better not praise. Like, you better not shout. Who are you to say anything? There are bullies in the spirit realm telling the men of God and some ladies of God not to go forth, that you're not equipped. God don't send those that's ready in themselves. He send those that are yielded and ready for him to empower you. See, the educational system for years has taught us all across the race level, you gotta get your edumacation. They sending them from Asia to America and America to China and Russia, everywhere else. They're sending to get educated. And while you getting educated, the power of God and the word of God is coming of none effect because Christians are not opening their mouth. Bullying in the body of Christ. Bullying in the church. Bullying on the usher bowl, bullying on the praise team, bullying in the janitor, bullying in the children's ministry, bullying in the TV ministry. People want positions and power and telling people they're not qualified to go for. It's called witchcraft in the pews. And the Lord is saying to you tonight, if you rest and hear what he has for you to do, you won't be criticizing what somebody else doing. You won't be judging what others do. You see, the gift makes room for you. God has given us all gift, all a measure of faith. God does that. He decides who he's going to bless and how he's going to bless them. We have a personal responsibility to live our faith each day. I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord says, not only are you tired, but you become lazy. You've given up some areas. You're not praying the way you used to pray. And I don't talk about fasting. Well, I do one day a week. That's good. For years ago. There has to be another level of whatever you're doing. It's not enough to make a change as God wants to. He will grace you to go to another level if you're willing to go to another. If you're willing for a change, the Holy Spirit will equip you for change. It's time for the power gifts to manifest in your lives, whether you're in the grocery store, at the barber shop, at a red light. The Lord wants to give you a word of knowledge for somebody whose music up loud, where you can say, now you know your grandmother told you September 8th last year, don't do that. How do you know about my grandmother? where the Lord says he's ready for you to divorce the devil and get married to Christ. You have to understand evangelism now must go to another level because Jesus is coming back soon. We're not promised tomorrow. Everybody's kind of got this lackadaisical, well, I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. No, now! There's an urgency, people of God. There's an urgency in the body of Christ for you to allow God to use you to touch somebody else's life. I always like to say when I was in a whole lot of debt, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to teach how to get out of debt seminars. How am I going to teach when they repossess my M&M machine? And the Holy Spirit, they really did. I went to get the quarter M&M, and the machine was gone. I'm like, well, who come in the office took the machine? The secretary said, they can't got it. I was like, oh, Jesus. That was some years ago. But he told me to teach people how to get out of debt. And he spoke a comforting word. He said, what you do for someone else, I will personally do for you. And when he add the word personally, do for me, I'm like, oh, I'm about to get busy. You see, when we were growing up, they taught us the golden rule, do unto others as you'll have them do unto you. But see, unfortunately, there has been a selfishness that it comes about, whereas we only have time to deal with our situation in our household. I challenge you tonight. Cross over. Enlarge your territories. Don't talk to the same people all the time. Don't go to the same places all the time. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. It's time for a marketplace anointing where we get out and about and share the good news and gospel of Jesus Christ. I need to pray for Jason. Where is he? Jason Sanford. Lord, while he's coming, those of you that receive a shift is going on, and you're ready to be shifted to another level in Christ. But there have been some strongholds holding you back, whether it's psychologically or what. I'm going to pray for you next. Jason, the Lord told me that, Holy Spirit told me that there's a spirit of infirmity that tries to keep you bound, and it's like a spur or something. Can I just touch you on the back right there? It's like a spur or something that sometimes it causes a discomfort or pain, but the Holy Spirit of God is dissolving that. It's not even picked up. I don't know if you've even had any exams, x-ray, whatever. It's not even picked up on that because it's a spirit infirmity. What you need is a real good chair. That's the cause of it because you're sitting a lot, and the enemy would like to paralyze you, whereas you cannot do all that God wants you to do. Paralyze you not in immobility, but in your thinking and in your mind and in your creativity. So the Lord is taking away any pain that you may have had, and I don't know if you do or not. I'm just saying, in your lower back or in your, have you had pain? Just started to. Okay, so what he reveals, he heals. Amen. So tonight, the enemy's attack is being aborted. Amen. Where you won't have to be spending a whole lot of time with pills and the doctors and therapy and all. And no, God is healing you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, because you are a weapon in the body of Christ. God is getting ready to even take you to another level where the sounds even that you're hearing and have heard, he's taking it to another level, and it's going to be more of a warfare sound of intensity where you'll be declaring war in the heavenlies. It's a sound from heaven. God will give it to you. And even the songs that the choir and the praise team see, there's a shifting going on, because the music that now is coming through the body of Christ is one that prepares, is letting the enemy know we're not afraid of you. And it's a warfare. It's like a, oh, I'm about to stomp your head. So when he begins to change the songs, don't fight it. It would be songs that were not even done in rehearsal. It's just going to come from the throne room of heaven. And they're always talking about the choir and the praise team and worship team. Well, you have such a vital part in the body of Christ. So those of you that lead worship, the Lord will begin to give you a song. Speak it out. Because it's going to take the worship service and the word to another level. And the enemy will be defeated. Can we do a little aerobics right now? Can you just lift your legs or whatever and lift your arms and all that just to move those ligaments and muscles around? Because the adversary was really trying to put you on your back. But the devil is a liar. Who else has back problems? If you come now, the Lord will heal you of those back problems if there's anybody else. Thank you, Jason, that has back problems. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, look at the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord. You can't rest if you're in pain. You can't rest if your back hurting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now you know I'm going to work you. Come on. That's all right. No, because you told me you had to leave. I forgot. Oh, I've been wanting. Come on. You come right here. I rebuke the spirit of stroke in the name of Jesus that would try to keep you from fulfilling all that God has called you to do. I see the Lord doing a laser surgery, realigning some areas, some muscle tissue, some veins, some bones. He has given you an overhaul, Elder Tucson, where you will have full use of all of your limbs and body. God is just that kind of God. He says he's the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for him. And another thing, the physicians make money off of drugs, and they've cut all the hospital insurance and stuff, so they're giving drugs and stuff even if people don't need them. You understand? And so they're not going to tell you that you're really doing better. They're going to keep you coming back. But in the name of Jesus, total healing and restoration. In the name of Jesus. In the name, and there's another fear the enemy puts on of that when you have had a physical challenge or a spirit of infirmity that you may not do too much because you know this and you know that. But see, that's the spirit of fear, and we're going to drive that out tonight. Is that all right? In the name of Jesus, that you will not be fearful of going forth. I curse the words that have been spoken over your life from a medical profession. In the name of Jesus, we speak life according to the word of God, that Jesus Christ was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquity, and the chastisement of his peace is on, and by his stripes you are healed, even organs in your stomach. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is restoring some areas in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity on the back, the lower back, the spines, in the name of Jesus, to be gone from these vessels of God. In Jesus' name, sciatic nerve, inflammation, I command you to desist in your maneuver now, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call forth an alignment in the spinal cord, in the shoulder blade, in the name, arthritis, be gone in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, kubros sabaha, hallelujah. Pain, be gone, return no more in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, those of you that had back pain, I need you to, by faith, lift up one leg at a time. Just lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. Let the oil of the Holy Spirit begin to run in your body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Come on, in the name, pain be gone in the name of Jesus. Aya, ogro se kababaha. Horo, knee replacement. No knee replacements in the name of Jesus. No hip replacements in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying you need to start walking more. Exercise, move around. Don't let that spirit of infirmity just keep you where you're not doing physical things naturally. The supernatural power of God revealed back pain tonight. So the supernatural Spirit of God has healed it tonight. You receive your healing. Lift up one hand at a time. Lift it up. Lift it up. Share a testimony with it. Had an accident years ago. Luggage fell on my head on an airplane. I was incapacitated for several years, and they wanted to do neurosurgery on me. I was in so much pain. Couldn't raise my arm. Couldn't lift my hands. So I always raise my arm now. And I said, Lord, I don't want no surgery. I don't want nobody cutting on my neck. The devil will kill me. And the Lord supernaturally healed me in 30 minutes, 45 minutes, after I had been going to specialists for almost 2 years. I know the anointing of God will heal you. Do not dwell in unbelief. Even when you leave here, if you're the pain to try to stop, you need to tell it to go in Jesus' name. It's trespassing. Anybody still in pain? Anybody at this altar still in pain? Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus'. I need an usher. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. Lift your arm up, sister. Be gone in Jesus' name. Receive. Receive it. You still in pain? Where? Lean over and touch your feet. Spirit, be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Stand up straight. Stand up, sweetheart. Lift your hands. Lift it. You're going to feel a pop. God is aligning you. He's aligning you. Stand on your toes. He's aligning you. Don't be afraid. He's aligning you. We're talking about Jesus, the one that was died and rose from the dead. Ain't no pain in heaven. He took all of that at Calvary in the name of Jesus. You still feeling pain? You are? Walk around the church. Walk by faith. And leave that pain at the altar. Anybody else still in pain? Were you still in pain in your back? In the name of Jesus. I am on time. What time is it? Okay, I'll get you out here in 10 minutes, okay? I need a chair. I wasn't going to do this, but I need a chair. See, what happens is when pain comes, one side of the body, sit down, it protects the other side, and one side gets longer than the other side. Brother Zachary, Elder Zachary, I need you to help. Hold your feet up. One foot longer than the other? Okay, grow. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out now. There it goes. There it goes. Look at it. Look at it. There it goes. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. It's done. Give the Lord some praise. Stand up, mama. Stretch your hands out like that. Put them together. Let's see if they're even. Got one a little shorter than the other. You ready? That's why you're hurting. Grow out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out. Stretch. Stretch your hand. Come to the God. In Jesus' name. There it goes. There it goes. In the name of Jesus. Relax. You still feel pain? All right. All right. Feel better? The shoulder messed up. It's going to run. It's going to come out too in the name of Jesus. Give me an usher. Turn around. You ready? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? You are praying the Holy Ghost right now. Pray. Pray. Pray your healing. Pray that spirit out of you in the name of Jesus. It's pain. Pain is a spirit. Anybody else still sick? Still got pain? How you doing? You feeling good? Is your pain? Is your back still hurting you? Where? Lower back? Bring me in a chair. Come on, we gotta do this quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I need some. I need something else. Give me something else. I need to pick it up. Come on, Holy Ghost needs to pick it up. Sit down, sir. Where's a man of God? Come hold these feet up right here, right quick. You ready? You believe? Yeah. Raise your legs up. Let's see. Make sure they lined up. Put them together. It's uneven, huh? Okay. One is shorter. You ready? God's giving you an alignment in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not me. It's the Holy Ghost. Okay. He's releasing. He's loosening these ligaments in the name of Jesus. There you go. You've been working too hard. You need some rest. Relax in the name of Jesus. There we go. All right, stand up. You should be okay. You okay? Let me know. If you're not, I don't want to be lying up in here. You feel better? Huh? Walk around the building. Run if you want to. Come on, run. You ain't ran in a while. Run for Jesus. Oops. Healing. The name of Jesus. You in pain, sweetie? You in pain?